Name is Carl Rout. At the moment running the Orwell Crossing Lorry Park here in Nacton, providing safe havens for lorry drivers.
That's very interesting, because unfortunately there hasn't been a safe haven because people haven't actually been using the lorry parks. Despite, if I am correct, there is EU regulations that they shouldn't use lay-bys. Is that correct?
That is correct. The rule is that you can park in a lay-by as long as you display lights on any road with a speed limit greater than 30 miles an hour. And that is mandatory. You must display lights. Unfortunately, that rule isn't always enforced, well, or ever enforced. And it means that the lorry drivers say they need the facilities. Unfortunately, when it comes to paying for them, they decide that it's not as needed as they originally said it is.
And what made you set up the lorry park? Because this is an absolutely huge investment.
It is. I mean, we were looking for an alternative industry to get into. We were farming, and we found that the farming profits were going down year on year. And so we were looking for a diversification. And midway through doing our work, we were approached by the highways agency, the local council, the police, who said we are desperate for a facility for the lorry drivers to get them off the roads. So we looked at it, did a bit of research, used Business Link for Essex, who said there is definitely demand. We increased from 120 spaces, which we originally planned, up to 250, because of the huge demand for the Port of Felixstowe and the logistics side of things. But what we've actually found is 120 would have been plenty.
Right, and that is because the rules are not being enforced.
It's because the rules are not being enforced, but moreover, the haulage industry is operating on such tight margins that one thing that a haulage firm can cut back on to try and make a profit is the night out money, the money which they pay for the safe, secure parking of their lorries. There's very few things that they can actually reduce to keep the profit margins there. The cost of fuel, the driver's wages, the cost of the trucks, the road tax, all those various things. So all of the companies look for where they can trim the margins.
And what do they get for their fee for staying the night here?
What they actually get is a building which is open 24 hours a day. There's food available, hot food available all the time. There's also showers which we have on site. And it's a safe, secure area. We use CCTV cameras to monitor what goes on. If there are any events, we call the police. They come in and do their bit. But because there's a concentration of drivers, it tends to mean that they're safe in a community.
Yes, not isolated on the side of a road.
That's right. I mean, I've got friends who are in the haulage industry, and they have been attacked on the side of the road, one severely beaten, and you're there on your own. Nobody will come to your help. Nobody may even notice that you're being attacked. And of course, these trucks now, even if you say you're empty, you may have £500 or £600 worth of fuel on the vehicle.
Yes, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yes, you are a target. So at the present moment at the Orwell Crossing, which is where we are now, and you can hear quite a lot of noise in the background, you've also got a restaurant here. I didn't know that this restaurant is open to the public out with truckers.
It's open to the public. What we felt was, on our research, is that drivers didn't want to be secluded. They wanted to be, they're normal people. When they're not driving a truck, they're just a person. What they actually said to us, if we have a dedicated lorry driver only, all we ever get to talk to are other lorry drivers. It's nice to mingle and mix in. And so on a Thursday and Friday, we have entertainment. Drivers come along and partake in that. On a Saturday and Sunday, it tends to be the guys who are weekended. They can't get back home, so they'll come in for the weekend. So we put things on for them there as well. And it, as I say, it's really just a safe place for them to be when they're not at work. And of course, the rules we have in England at the moment, you have to take a break. And the working week is so many hours. Other than that time, if you can't make it home, you've got to go somewhere. And it must be desolate and horrible to have to spend two nights in a lay-by.
Yes, I can see that that'd be awful, and this is a wonderful option for people. Now, you set it up, family with you that set it up, and it's now been going how long?
This is 9 years just coming up. We think that's a bit of an achievement because we've struggled right the way through it, but we're still here. We haven't been supported particularly well by local councils and things. I think the perception is that if you have a lorry park, it'll be noisy and maybe a blot on the landscape. But of course, when the lorries are parked, there's no sound at all, so we don't get any problem from the neighbours. I don't think the neighbours even know we're here, and it makes you feel good to see drivers who appreciate what you're doing. It really does.
So if I'm on the A14 beside Orwell Crossing, I'm as welcome as any of the lorry drivers to come in, have a meal, a cup of coffee, or just to take a quick break.
You certainly are. A lot of the lady customers who come in say that they feel safe in this environment because of the way we run it. The lorry drivers make people welcome. They're great. We even run some days close to Christmas where we have adults with learning disabilities, and they come in and have their Christmas party, and they absolutely love it. And it's strange to see the lorry drivers. Their first take is what's going on. Once they realise, they sometimes like to come and join in.
Yes, well, everybody likes to be happy at Christmas. Well, what would your pearl of wisdom be to anybody who's in business now?
I think the one thing I've learned is to join something like the Federation of Small Businesses, because if you're on your own, you feel that the world is against you. If you've got other people you can talk to and give you experiences they've had as well, and maybe who have got a better voice as a collective, have a better voice to get over some of the issues which you have in business.
Well, that's excellent. So you recommend anybody to join the Federation of Small Businesses?
I certainly would. There's somebody who will listen. There's a good legal backup which they've got as well, which is free if you're a member. And you can talk it through with people. And that is the thing that keeps you going.
Excellent. Now, if anybody wants to contact you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, we've got a website which is www.orwellcrossing.com. Most of the things that we're doing are on that site. Our telephone numbers are on there as well. And please come along. Also, if you want to book a party, we cater for parties. We don't charge for hire of the bar area. And we can cater for the, if you want a buffet, we can cater for that. Reasonable prices.
Excellent. Thanks ever so much, Carl.